Welcome to Explain the Prophetic, where each week I give you a prophetic perspective, and we sometimes have interviews, and we're looking together for how hearing God's voice can change not only our lives, but the world around us. You can hear God, and as you build that connection, your whole life will change. Remember to follow me at social media, at Sean Bowles, or subscribe to this podcast. Welcome to Explain the Prophetic, and this week we're having a conversation I've been burning to share for real, something I've been discerning not just from observation, but from time in prayer and also prophetic revelation. And it's all about women in the season we're in. And this isn't like a typical kind of women message. It's going to be something that really causes you to feel well known as a woman, I think. And then also, if you are a husband or a father to women, or if you're to girls, or if you're a pastor, this is an important message for you too, because you're going to hear a perspective on why women are important right now and what God's doing with them. We're living in a moment in history where something extraordinary is happening all over the world for women, but especially in the Western world. And I don't just mean a trend or a cultural movement. I'm not talking about like a divine shift, but God is elevating women in every sphere of life in ways I don't think we've ever seen before. Honestly, I don't think it's ever happened this way before in history, and not in the same way as a women's conference, or not cliches or hashtags, not that women's conferences are bad or anything, but we're talking about something that's so strategic and so authentic and overdue. And many of you are feeling the overdueness of it and the pressure of it, the resistance, and even the calling. And this isn't just a nice encouragement for women today, but it's a perspective that you probably have been waiting for as a woman or as a husband, again, a father, a brother, a boss, or whatever, a pastor. This is a very important time to see women who've been under attack, really, in an amazing way in culture that has been awful. But that attack is before a divine positioning that's being released, I think, starting now all the way to 2030. There's been a war, but the war is evidence that the threat you pose to the enemy is real. And that tells me God's raising up women in the times now. So this is going to be an important message today. I'm going to encourage you, stay connected to it, because especially when I talk about just all the generations and why you were born for this time, like you were picked for this time to be born. Before we go further, if you're new to the podcast, hit the subscribe button, the like button, or the YouTube notifications button, or if you're on a podcast platform, find us there, review us there. It helps people so much to get involved. We're building a community of people who want to grow in their ability to hear from God and make a difference in every area of culture. And I think some of you are hearing these words. I get so much feedback, and I run into a lot of you here in Dallas and in my journeys and my travels who tell me that these messages matter. So I thank you so much for being a part of this. And if you've been impacted by the podcast or our ministry in any way, we want to help us keep reaching people at all, because we reach people all over the world, consider giving. And it's a great way to send us around the world. You can support us at donate.bowlesministries.com. You can become a partner or just give a one-time gift. But your generosity has been what's helped us to speak up for truth and raise up voices and create resources for the kingdom in amazing ways. So thank you. Okay, let's get right into it, though. This is the first generation with this much of an open door for women. And you may not realize this, but if you're a woman listening at all today, you're likely the first generation in your family line, maybe even the world, who can walk through doors like the ones in front of you right now. You may not feel it, but it's the truth. Imagine if you had been born like 100 years ago, you might never have been allowed to vote. You know, 500 years ago, no business, no ministry, no microphone. Maybe like there's one or two women in each country or each generation that could do that, but it couldn't have been widespread. And you would have suffered in silence. Your calling would have been buried under social structures that you couldn't even see. And they couldn't see you because of those structures, unless God just did something really sovereign. But now it's different. God's putting women in places that are in a common way, in business boardrooms, on media platforms, and politics, and pulpits, and innovation hubs, and on the front lines, where they've never been seen before in such numbers, not just because society evolved. This is not an evolution of society, although it helped, but because heaven's commissioning women in this generation. There's a grace on this moment, and there's a resistance too, of course, and we'll talk about that. The war is real because the call is real. The call on women right now is so real. We're going to see women placed in this next season in some of the most strategic places, especially as Christians. We're going to see Christians and women who build bridges for people to meet Jesus in a way where I think women are going to be the majority of the next move of God. It doesn't mean that there's not going to be many men. There's going to be a lot of men as well, but I think God's populating the next call of God with women being the instruments that are the most deciding factor in how this next revival happens. And the spiritual war The enemy hates women and he hates this rise, and that's why the enemy's launched such a calculated assault against women in this generation. Why is there a sudden cultural obsession with erasing gender altogether? I mean, this is wild that this has happened over the last 10 years, because when God is about to do something with authority and give something authority, the enemy tries to steal its identity right away. And the transgender movement, while it includes real people with real pain, has been used by hell to blur and distort the image of womanhood. Not because, you know, womanhood is weak, but because it's about to be weaponized for heaven. And the enemy tried to weaponize gender for hell. But God's going to weaponize femininity and womanhood for heaven. And there's also been a war on women's health, confusing diagnoses, hormonal chaos, chronic issues that go unresolved for generations, because a worn down body makes a worn down spirit. And so there's been a war against health. Some of you experience health. And I think God wants to bring breakthrough. God's moving. In many countries like America, the line between men and women is being drawn. UK just had a legally defined court case that said what a woman is, and it's according to gender, not choice. I think that's a huge thing, because it's the first time in the spiritual battle that there was a line drawn in the UK. We need that same kind of line in America, but Trump's been drawing that line when it comes to DEI staff, and when it comes to women and men's bathrooms and men and women's bathrooms, when it comes to men and women's sports. He's been drawing those lines legally, and I think that's so important. But the recklessness of the issue is being exposed, and the sanity is being restored right before women have this time of release that I'm prophesying right now. And God's releasing healing and clarity and strength, and really positioning. That's going to be one of the key words, is positioning. And many of you feel like you've been under pressure. Maybe you've been under fire or misunderstood or delayed, but it's all, you know, a place that maybe is warfare or it's training. And some of it's a birthing pain. Some of it's this price for a mantle that you're going to carry. You're not crazy. You're right to feel the weight of this more that's going to come. And it's time to stop letting culture interpret your story and start letting God define your season. And that's a really important thing, because it's easy to say, well, it's hard for women and we don't have the rights, or there's not many women who've done that yet, and that kind of thing. That's not going to be the story of the next generation. We're going to have so many women empowered. The next generation's story won't be, well, women, there's no room for women there, because you're going to rise up in this generation. You're going to give different opportunities to the women of the next generation. We're in the middle of a spiritual moment in history. We're also in the middle, or the beginning of the middle, of a class that we have. We have 4-week classes in our spiritual growth mentoring community. And I want to invite you, if you feel empowered, but you need some tools right now, come to Unlocking the Gifts. You can see it on the screen right here. Words of Knowledge, Wisdom, and Prophecy, and Discernment with Carl Wesley Anderson, who's a prophetic and spiritual biblical historian, as well as a producer, has produced series that are just epic. And he's going to share some of those series and some of the footage you haven't seen in the class, as well as answer questions. And this is going to help you to have a higher place to process your calling and the tools to sustain it. This month, of course, I love this class of Carl Wesley Anderson. You're only missing the first class, which you can watch at your own pace. We record everything, and then you can go to the live classes, or you can just watch the whole thing at your own pace, period. And this 4-week journey of hearing God more clearly is going to impact your everyday life. So whether you've been in a quiet season or a chaotic season, this class is going to help you come alive again spiritually and really believe. I believe it's going to be a catalyst for many of the women listening right now to step fully into the more you've been sensing. Okay, so visit boldsministries.com. Let's get back to the prophetic word, but I had to just share this class with you because it's one of the ways that we can promote videos like this, and how these videos made is by telling you about what we offer as a ministry. So back into the story, or back into the prophetic word. This moment from 2025 to 2030 it's not small at all. It's not coincidental. God's realigning culture. He's rebuilding family. He's reordering authority structures, and he's placing women in positions of influence where the enemy once thought he had a stronghold. And this is really powerful, not because women are demanding it, not because they're more influential than men. We have a place of spiritual equality where God created man and woman. God has, I'm not going to get into the greater thing as far as the authority structure between men and women, the whole thing, but God's appointing women, and he knew that before the return of Jesus, there would be a bride that's also led, not just by men, but by women, who would be saying, come, Lord Jesus, come, with full authority, because you have both men and women in the place you're supposed to be in. And God's appointing it. And many of you are feeling the unsettledness of what's not appointed yet. Maybe you're a woman in media, or maybe you're in business right now, and it's hard, or in healthcare, or in church leadership. And you keep asking, you ask the big question, God, what's next? Or why is everything shifting? Or why is everything so hard right now? And it's because you were born for a moment that God's about to create. God looked through all of history and said, this one, she needs to live right now in the 2025. She needs to be mature in 2025, 2026, 2027. So don't think of it any other way. God didn't choose you to be in the 1500s or the 1800s or the tens. He chose you to be right now because you're needed right now, because your assignment is for right now. That's why you feel authority. That's why you feel power. That's why, you know, we joke around about Karen mode, but everybody loves a Karen when you're on a plane and everybody gets a free ticket because the Karen's on the plane, because she walks into authority and says, wait a minute, this is wrong. I'm not talking about the evil Karens, but people who will advocate, the advocators who have the mama bear who rise up inside of them and say, wait a minute, this is wrong and something needs to change. Or wait a minute, we have a change inside of us that's for the nurturing sake of humanity and for what God's doing. Everybody loves that person when they rise up, but no one is helpful in raising them up intentionally outside of those that God appoints. So God wants to use you not only for your own calling, but also for other women. You're going to give other women in authority and in position a leg up. So don't let anxiety pull you into a worldly mindset. Don't let weariness cause you to settle into something small, but come higher and ask God what he's doing and then follow his voice, because you're being positioned for something greater than what you could ever accomplish by your own initiative. Like some of you are feeling like, God, I feel something coming, but I can't define it. Thank God. Thank God that you can't define it. Thank God that you can't predict it, because it's never existed before in quite the same way it exists right now. There's been other women who've been amazing in history. I'm so grateful for all of them. I know you are too. But there's something in the widespread nature of how God's going to appoint and position women right now that's never existed before. And there's industries that have never existed before that you've been appointed for. There's places of advocacy that have never existed before on the level they have now. And I think it's no small sign that there's people like Paula White taking the first, you know, faith-based initiative kind of cabinet membership for a president in America as a woman minister. I think that's really significant. I think that there's women in society who God's appointed in politics right now, and Pam Bondi, and even the White House press secretary. You know, if you look at politics, if you look at places of media and some of the women who are empowered right now, and places of who are Christians, who are positioned by God for authority in media right now, it's powerful to see what God's doing in media and in entertainment. When you look at the places of the church, there's some women who God's using in unusual and unlikely ways in the church that God is raising up right now. And there's a price that they've paid to get there. And there's a price you're paying for an unusual life, a life that's appointed by God. And this is a God shift and a divine purpose. You're not behind, and you are being aligned, and you have to understand that. So sometimes things feel like you're in the space between what God is calling you to be prepared for and what God's calling you to be positioned for. And that can be a really hard space. But I'm going to encourage you. I'm going to pray for you. And I'm going to encourage you, because maybe you've been in that space of warfare, or you've been in the space of health crisis, or you've been in the space of you're just having to manage all kinds of things with your family and your marriage and all these kinds of things. So it's hard to think of that there's even more purpose. So there's even something beyond that that you're being appointed for. And I'm going to encourage you that God has you. God's got you more than you've got your family. God's got you more than you've got your marriage. God's got you more than you've got your position, more than you've got your career. God's got you, and he's got that as well. And I'm going to encourage you that some of you are feeling that strain or that divine tension right now. And that's because he's about to launch something in you and through you that he probably promised you a long time ago, or at least he led you to believe that you have a call on your life that's different or other than people who just go, oh, I'm going to have a great business. You're not saying I'm going to have a great business. You're saying I'm going to do something significant with God for my friends, my family, my community, my industry, my country, whatever it is. And God has positioned that heart inside of you, and he will position that heart in its place of authority to thrive and to have an impact on the world around you. And we need you. We need you for what God's doing. And I'm so respecting the price you've paid. I'm so respecting the battle you fought. And I want to encourage you that this season that you've fought for, you're about to inherit the season on the other end that God has fought and you have fought for. And I want to encourage you, as we pray for you, to really receive this and to really regain that hope, regain that confidence. And some of you, there's going to be practical tools of help that God gives you in this season. You're going to have some levels of assistance, and you're going to have some levels of advocacy and help, some levels of practical grace that maybe you haven't had before, or maybe you haven't had in a while. And it's going to be a signpost to you that God is taking some of the burden off of you so that you can focus with heightened focus on the things that matter most. And I don't know what that is for you, but I know it's important. And some of you, it could be your children and your family right now. That could be the highest thing you focus on. But when you focus on it, you're going to do it with such divine alignment that you're positioning it for all God has for it. So I'm going to pray, and I want you to receive it. If this is your word, say hashtag my turn, man, God, you, you showed me I was born for this generation, for this time, to have an unusual authority, to have an authority that no other woman in any generation could have had very easily. And yet you're giving it to us in this generation. You're positioning women before your return in profound ways. And we already see that the church world, it's already imbalanced in a good way, where there's statistically, there's more women than men who are Christians. And God's going to use even that statistic for his glory. So Holy Spirit, I pray, if this is their word, first of all, make sure to hashtag my turn so we can pray for you. But God, I thank you for every woman and man who's listening, but for every woman who's felt the weight of the more you're calling them to. I thank you that every calling that felt out of reach or felt buried under life or felt behind the battle that's so far away or has left them weary, right now, Lord, I pray that you would breathe fresh courage into every woman's heart, that you would awaken destiny, God, that you would awaken their inner woman to be able to be fully alive and sensitized to what you're doing. Lord, heal bodies, heal hearts, restore vision, break every lie that's tried to silence or sidetrack women. And let 2025 and beyond be years that women rise up, not because of cultural permission or not because just someone's getting the right theology at the right time, but because of your commissioning, of course, through the Bible, but also through your heart, through your relationship with us, that you want to give us a life we would have never chosen without you, to have an impact that we would never had without you. And God, I pray that we would be able to just endure life and endure the battle, the hard seasons, so that we could thrive in the great seasons. God, help us where it's, I love the scripture in James where it says, you're hard pressed, but not crushed. You're persecuted, but not abandoned. And I love that scripture because it's God showing you that he'll work. Romans 8:28 also says that he'll work all things for the good of those who love him. There's something about the season you've been in that you're going to start to see the work of God, the fruit of God, that price paid for. You're going to start to see the activity of God that price paid for, the mantle of God that price paid for. And I pray that you would have the enduring love and the enduring energy, the enduring perseverance to be able to persevere all the way through. Don't grow weary in doing good, for at the proper time, you'll actually receive your harvest. And so I thank you so much for joining me. Pray that God would anoint this word for you in Jesus' name. Well, this is Exploring the Prophetic podcast. If you've never listened to it before, you can get it on audio anywhere podcasts are served, or if you're watching on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter, or anywhere else, I'm going to encourage you to just comment on us today and tell us what you were thinking, what you're feeling, what God's showing you. If this episode spoke to you, and share it with someone who needs to hear this right now too. Maybe you've had a conversation with another woman about this recently. Let them know that God handpicked them for this time. Let them know that they are significant. Let them know that the battle will end and that they will live in a season without battle more than the season of battle. And subscribe to the podcast. Check out our mentoring class that I mentioned with Carl Wesley Anderson. And thank you so much for believing in what we're doing, for all the generosity you've given through your donations and your gifts. We'll see you next time, next week, on Exploring the Prophetic.
Thank you for listening to Exploring the Prophetic. If you want to learn more about hearing God's voice, come over to my website, www.shawnbowles.com. That's S-H-A-W-N-B-O-L-Z. I have many resources for you there, like some on hearing God, like my best-selling book, Translating God. I have prayer books on breakthrough and provision to help you to have more language to talk to God. And we even have a devotional on this series called Exploring the Prophetic. I also want to invite you to spiritually grow by joining our online thriving mentoring community, where we have 12 four-week live classes a year on subjects that will shape your relationship with God. Themes like hearing God's voice, dream interpretation, deliverance, and so many other spiritual themes from expert teachers. And I personally get to train you in my Prophetic Monthly Mastermind live group if you join. Plus, when you join, we have an amazing online community with a spiritual growth pastor who will lead you in weekly groups to practice what you're learning. Go to BowlesMinistries.com or Sean. Bowles.com and click on mentoring community. See you next time on Exploring the Prophetic.